This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Israel to take less intrusive action as the fight with Palestinian militants encircles Gaza's biggest hospital. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Shifa Hospital has had no power or water for 3 days. Thousands have fled amid the gunfire and bombings outside the sprawling facility.
The hospital must be protected.
The president followed minutes later by his national security advisor. Jake Sullivan says the U.S. has spoken with Israel about that.
And they have said they share that view, that they do not want to see firefights in hospitals.
Israel says Hamas is using the hospital as a command center without giving evidence. Sullivan would not speak to what U.S. intelligence knows, but says there are no easy answers for Israel as it tries to root out the militants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says a race to find survivors under the rubble of destroyed buildings in Gaza has been thwarted by insufficient access for rescuers as Israel's military campaign in the enclave continues. While access to bombed-out areas is difficult, even the paramedics who are able to get through have no access to heavy machinery like bulldozers that could help clear ground to access any possible survivors under the rubble. Israel has allowed scores of aid trucks carrying food, water, and medical supplies, but no fuel to enter Gaza as the military campaign goes on. The Israeli military released a video on Monday of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with commanders and soldiers near the Gaza Strip fence, thanking them for their service. Israel launched its campaign last month to annihilate Hamas, the militant group which runs the Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. A surge in attacks by Jewish settlers against Palestinian farmers is expected to reduce olive oil production in the West Bank, according to the Palestinian Farmers Union. Jan Boschat has the story.
In the picturesque Palestinian village of Salfit, nestled in the northern West Bank, Jabal Abul Slimi, a seasoned farmer, is bracing for a challenging year. While his olive trees are thriving, he says he won't be able to harvest at least 30% of his groves. Like many Palestinian farmers, Slimi says he is too afraid to work on the farmlands that are close to the Jewish settlements around his village. Since the October 7th attacks by Hamas militants on Israel, incidents against Palestinian farmers have surged in the West Bank. Yemwesha, VOA News, Salfit, the West Bank.
Liberians head to the polls on Tuesday for a runoff election between President George Weah and former Vice President Joseph Boakai after they emerged neck and neck from the first round, but below the 50% needed to secure an outright victory. Former soccer star Weah won 43.83% of the vote versus Boakai's 43.44%, a razor-thin margin that has raised expectations of a closely fought second round. The West African nation is still suffering the fallout from two civil wars between 1989 and 2003 and the 2013-16 Ebola epidemic that killed thousands of people. Donald Trump Jr. returned to the witness stand on Monday in his father's civil fraud trial in New York, this time to answer questions from his own lawyers. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Don Jr., along with his father, brother Eric Trump, and their real estate empire, are accused of inflating the values of properties and other assets by billions of dollars to secure better deals with lenders and insurers. On the stand, Donald Trump Jr. spoke at length on the history and qualities of his father's properties as his lawyer walked him through a slideshow of the Trump portfolio in an apparent bid to show the high valuations were justified. The lawsuit by James seeks at least $250 million in damages, as well as restrictions that would effectively bar Trump and his two adult sons from New York's real estate industry.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Paul Pelosi has recounted publicly for the first time what happened on the night he was attacked by a man with a hammer in the San Francisco, California home he shares with former U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He testified Monday in the trial against David DePape, who was shown on video carrying out the attack. DePape has pleaded not guilty. For more news, download the VOA mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.